And that'll leave it up to Brittany Kern here in the top of the third inning. Cruisers trail 4-1. Put a couple on the base pass. Cruisers have left three on base to this point. Grove City has left five on base. Brittany Kern played shortstop for this team a season ago. Flew out her first time up. Emma Cornell, the left-handed pitcher. That fastball is low and outside. It's 3-2. So with two outs in the inning, runners will be moving here. 3-2 pitch from Cornell, hit well by Brittany Kern into left field. Back to the fence, it's gone! Brittany Kern, a three-run home run, has tied this game at four apiece. I told Kern yesterday, I said, Brittany, I hear you've been hitting home runs. I said, hit one while we're on the air, and she does it here. A three-run home run has tied this game at four apiece as she belted that one to left center field. That's how you turn a game around with one swing. Kanaw's ready, and a fastball right down the middle, a called strike to Brittany Kern. Kern 1-for-2 on the day, flew out in the first inning, and then hit that three-run bomb to left center field in the third. Two outs in the inning. Cruisers have five runs in the game on seven hits. That's a fastball swung on by Kern. Again, back to deep left field. It's gone again. Brittany Kern with back-to-back home runs. Again to the exact same spot in left center field. And again, the Cruisers will not go away. They are within two. It's 8-6 after another bomb by Brittany Kern to left center field. Fourth RBI of the day for Brittany Kern.